Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The left fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mudcat Grant. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Wlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wlander hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wlander for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals takes first base on ball 4. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Virals. The throw from Romano and he is out, Weiss applying the tag. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall who is chasing the ball. Weiss reaches third base with a triple. Ward goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howard for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it and throws to home to get Weiss. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes AG. The throw from Batty and he is safe. AG steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. AG moves to third. Buford moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 1 in the game. Ulander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. Grant hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Howard. Tovar moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Romano. Tovar moves to third. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. AG is called out on strikes. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Zimmerman and he is safe. Buford steals second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Minter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zimmerman moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Zimmerman moves to third. Ulander moves to second. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-2 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dennis Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Zimmerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-3 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zimmerman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Olander hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jerry McNerney now catching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Verhals is hit by the pitch. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-3 in the game. Grant bunts towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Weiss covering, for the out. Verhals moves to second. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-4 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mincher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. A.G. is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. A.G. bunts towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. McNairtney moves to second. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford is walked intentionally. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ulander hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-3 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Verhals moves to second. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Verhals moves to third. Grant moves to second. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Jimmy Hall. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verhals scores. Grant scores. Tovar moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-5 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Allison now playing left field. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-4 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Al Weiss. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Jerry McNairtney. Al Worthington now pitching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into center field. Ulander picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ulander. Ward scores. Causey goes all the way around to score. Burgess moves to second. It's Twins, 3, White Sox, 3. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burgess moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Smokey Burgess now catching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horland now pitching. Bill Skowron now playing first base. Tommy McCraw now playing left field. Pete Ward now playing third base. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zimmerman hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-5 in the game. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Al Worthington. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13. With the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon now catching. Pete Zimino now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burgess strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 6 in the game. Oliva is hit by the pitch. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 6 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Agee strikes out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adair moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 6 in the game. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mincher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Cimino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimino strikes out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3 for 6 in the game, with three singles. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Causey. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Causey steals second. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burgess is walked intentionally. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Causey scores. Burgess moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.